Now to give kind of a high-level overview of the 990 before kind of jumping into the form. So what is the Form 990? Well, it's much more than just financial information. It's not like a typical tax return. It's actually not even an income tax return. It's an information return. So it includes financial information, but it includes a whole lot more. It includes a lot of information about your mission and what programs you might be running. It includes things related to governance and compensation and transactions with insiders and related organizations. So it can become this big document, even though the one we have printed out is 12 pages here. It can become significantly larger as you go through and as you add in these narrative descriptions about what your organization is doing. And there's also some differences with the financial information. There's some differences between that and what you generally see in audited financial statements. There's no materiality threshold with the Form 990, so auditors are always worrying about materiality. That's not really a thing here with the Form 990. There are things in the financial statements that don't typically get reported on the 990, things like unrealized gains and losses, donated services, donated use of facilities, things like that. So there are some differences between the financial statements and what ends up on your 990.
And one thing I'd like to add to that, you know, one of the questions at the top is like, what is the Form 990? And I think one of the things to think about the Form 990 as is a storytelling mechanism. I think one of the things that, you know, we really take for granted is the public nature of the Form 990 and how easily accessible it is. I just learned I have a friend who was looking up college football coach salaries through the Form 990. So I think, you know, having the ability to understand that people actually do look at these things and understanding that it is a storytelling mechanism for your organization and for you to understand what other organizations are doing is really important too, right? So, you know, I just wanted to add that in. So
no, I think that's perfect, and that segues really into this slide about who cares about the Form 990. You know, and when I started practicing, I didn't really know. I was doing this form and submitting it to the IRS, and so obviously they care. They want to make sure you're operating in a manner that's consistent with what you told them. But then I quickly learned, you know, there's a lot of other people or corporations or entities out there that do look into the 990. There's obviously state agencies that care about it. The media cares deeply about it. They are constantly pulling 990s for organizations and picking up on little things here and there and highlighting things kind of out of context sometimes. But yeah, individual donors care. They want to make sure that they are putting their money where they want to. They want to read the story of an organization and make sure it's someplace they want to have their charitable contributions going. Same thing with corporate sponsors and donors. So there's all these different entities and individuals out there that actually do care about the Form 990, and like we said, it's a public document, so anybody can just go and grab it. There are a bunch of different variations of the Form 990. Again, the one in front of you, this is an information return. It's not a tax return. You're not going to calculate your net taxable income and pay any sort of tax with it. There are some different variations. There's a 990 EZ for smaller organizations. You can see the thresholds on the slide. There's a 990 PF. I put the frowny face on there. I worked on private foundations for a little bit, and it wasn't my favorite thing, so I added that in there. I know there's a private foundation class just in the other room. The 990N is for really small organizations that have gross receipts less than 50,000. That is just an online submit, like a few pieces of information if you have an entity that's that small. And then there's the Form 990T, and this is an income tax return. This is for organizations that have unrelated business income. So income that's not related to their tax-exempt purposes can sometimes be taxable. And this is the form that goes on, and you would assess tax and pay tax and all that stuff. the primary purpose, again, for the 990, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a storytelling mechanism. You want to provide the most accurate information that you can. It is open to public disclosure, and specifically the last 3 years of returns, you know, must be provided upon request. So if someone goes to one of these entities and asks for a copy of the 990, the organization is supposed to be able to give it to them, even though there are various organizations that publish them online, GuideStar kind of being the most famous one. There are some other things that are open to public inspection as well, and things like the application that we just talked about.